Join the conversation at everydaynovelist.com. Submit a question, leave a comment, or a creative death threat. Or find the host at J.D. Sawyer on Minds.com, or hit him up at feedback@jdsawyer.net. We can't do it without you.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of nearly 30 books, more than 30 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, coming to you from up in the crow's nest with my spyglass on this daily voyage through the dicey waters of business, craft, learning, and art in the writing life.
Today we hear from Ed, who is checking in on his 2019 writing goals for accountability purposes and hopefully telling us what he's going to be up to in 2020. Ed was stalking me during NaNoWriMo, and he really lit a fire under my ass toward the latter half of the month to get myself in gear so I could win and leave him in the dust. And if his NaNoWriMo hadn't gotten derailed three quarters of the way through, he may actually have beaten me. So it was good, healthy competition. I talk about that a little bit in the NaNoGang series, which we'll link to below. Anyway, here's what Ed has to say about his 2019.
Much like Vegas shared in the latest episode, I didn't accomplish much last year until NaNoWriMo.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Not that I don't understand exactly what that feels like, but we'll leave that alone for now.
As you know, thanks to my Twitter stalking, I finished November 2019 around the 47K word mark.
Hey, not bad. Not too far back from where I finished.
I had huge plans for 2019 that included 3 books and a short story collection. I managed 2 shorts and finished 1 book that I began in 2018. Pretty pathetic all around.
Yeah, that is, but on the other hand, you did get basically a third of the way towards your goals. So, acknowledge the failure, but take the win as well. It's better to shoot for the moon and wind up in orbit than to aim low and fall short. We all have a tendency to try to rise to the impossible goal and to ignore the possible goal. And so it's actually more likely that most people will fail at doing something that's well within their grasp than that they will fail to make major progress in pursuit of a goal that's distinctly and definitely beyond them.
The good news is the NaNo competition broke the logjam. I have outlined a new book and I'm 15K into it and have finished 3 short stories of 11,000, 14,000, and 18,000 words.
Woohoo! Excellent!
Not so short stories, maybe?
Man, that 18,000 word story is edging towards short novel territory. If you can find a way to flesh that out over 20, you can plausibly publish it as a standalone. Suave Rob is one of those. The first Suave Rob book is a really short one like that. But doesn't mean it's without its charm.
The goal for 2020 is 3 novels and 11 more shorts. I'm shooting for 50,000 words a month, though I'm only averaging about 30K a month for January and February so far. We'll see. Anyways, love the podcast.
Sounds like good, achievable goals to me. In fact, if I was you, I'd shoot as hard as you can for that higher number because it makes it more likely that you'll meet the lower number as I talked about a minute ago. Sounds great, Ed. I'm looking forward to seeing how you do next year. Anyone else who wants to pop in for accountability on their 2019 writing goals and setting their 2020 writing goals, do please send them in. We're still in the first third of the year at the moment. We're getting towards Q2, so get them in before Q2, and we'll prioritize them in the posting process so that you can have said you set your goals early in the year and you've got an accountability benchmark to hit. I'll see you tomorrow.
The Everyday Novelist is written by J. Daniel Sawyer and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and Kitty Nakian and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2019 J. Daniel Sawyer and the production is copyright 2019 Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners. Join the conversation. Submit a question, leave a comment, or a creative death threat. Or find me at jdsawyeronminds.com or hit me at feedback@jdsawyer.net. We can't do it without you.